and the court is being stormed here in Morgantown.
That was a call on the Jayhawk Radio Network as KU falls to West Virginia over the weekend. 65-64 was the final. Here to talk about it is our own guy from own backyard, Josh Eilert. He's the director of basketball operations at West Virginia, and we seem to do this almost every year, which is a good thing when we have Josh on, because we're usually talking to Josh about another big win over Kansas in Morgantown, and this one probably the least likely of them all. Congrats, Josh, on the win for your team and knocking off Kansas.
Thank you, Wade. We need a way to stop the bleeding, and 0-5 in the league, and then had to find a way.
Well, and it's pretty amazing, and I thought you guys were going to be dangerous because, one, you always seem to play KU well in Morgantown. Tell me kind of the way things went during the week, because you guys get pasted by TCU 98-67, and every team seems to have a game where it's just not their night. And I think a lot of people thought, it's going to be interesting practice with Coach Huggins, and that West Virginia is going to be ready to go for Kansas, and that Kansas can't overlook you guys, and boy, did you guys bounce back from that loss.
Yeah, honestly, we were probably swimming in our own pool of misery, you know. You can only imagine what we were going through on a day-to-day basis. Something we've never really been through. Our first year in the league, we really struggled. But this year is a different story. We never started 0-5. Usually have that two-game road swing that the league gives us to where we can go out and maybe get one or two on the road and get going. This year didn't work out that way. And honestly, just couldn't piece anything together. You know, a couple close calls, but close doesn't count.
Well, let's talk about you. A lot of people thought, you know, you were going to have a tough time early in the year maybe because you have a kind of a new backcourt when you don't have Javon Carter, who was kind of the heart and soul of the team. But then Kanate not playing at all this year. You guys have kind of had to reinvent yourselves, haven't you? Because there's a lot of talk about teams that, you know, like Kansas, they lost Udoka. What are they going to do? Well, they got lots of talent. They'll figure it out. But every team has to go through usually some type of injury at some point during the year. But you guys kind of up against the eight ball early on, weren't you?
Sure. I mean, for us, it's usually next guy up. I mean, we had Javon Carter, we had Dexter Miles, and we had him for 4 years. But those guys, the first couple years, you know, they were playing behind some, you know, good talent. And when we started press Virginia, and we started really getting after people, so they stepped up to the plate when it was their time to shine. Now they step out of the picture. Now it's Iso Mod's turn. It's Sagabal Kanate. Sags gets hurt. Issa, in no form or fashion, is a leader, so we had a hard time getting him to pull the guys together. We looked at Beetle Bolden, our junior guard that's been around, and he's been banged up, and so we've just been fighting so much adversity, and we really had no leadership whatsoever to, you know, pull us all together, and we're all looking at each other, trying to figure out who's going to be that coach on the floor, who's going to get the guys going, because it just can't come from us all the time, trying to get them motivated and keep the cohesion. So we've struggled in that regard, and you know, we're just going to have to figure it out.
West Virginia Director of Basketball Operations Josh Eilert with us here today on the Sports Ticket. West Virginia, big upset win over Kansas over the weekend in Morgantown, 65-64. It's the fourth win in the last 5 years in Morgantown for West Virginia over KU. Can you explain why you've had so much success against KU at home?
You know, our guys get up for big games, you know, and you know, I'd say the two best games we played this year are Pitt and Kansas. You know, Pitt's our backyard brawl is what we call it, and they're right up the road. And we started that series, you know, a few years ago when it went away with the Big East, and we transitioned to the Big 12. But you know, we brought that series back, and we had a terrible shoot around that day. We had terrible practice, but somehow, some way, we got them, you know, fired up and ready to play, and they came out and they played their best game that night. And Kansas come to town. Obviously, we're going to have a great crowd. I think it's the first time we played Kansas, honestly, on a Saturday. And, you know, so we had a good crowd. It wasn't great because we've been struggling, but the energy was there. You know, our guys were ready to play. I think we did a pretty good job with our game plan, to be honest with you. I mean, we try to keep them off guard, you know, change things up defensively, you know, every time we had a chance to do so. So I think we did a pretty good job in that sense. But you know, what do you do? I mean, if they're not ready to play, there's just so little margin of error in this league. If you're not ready to play, you're going to get beat.
What does a win like this do for your team confidence-wise? And you, I know you got a big game tonight on Big Monday. You're hosting Baylor. Baylor, a team that's been playing well, beat Texas Tech the other day. They've also beaten Iowa State. So this Big 12 race seems to be pretty wide open. But what does that do for your team as you head into that contest?
Gives us a leg to stand on.
Yeah.
You know, shoot, if we're 0-6 right now, you know, it's 10 degrees outside. We're playing at 9 o'clock Eastern time. You know, we're not going to have a crowd. No, we gave the fans something. We gave ourselves something, some confidence, something to build on. We keep talking about Oklahoma State a couple years ago when Brad was there, just trying to look at some positive. You know, Oklahoma State started 0-6 in the league.
Mm-hmm.
They end up making the NCAA tournament.
That's right.
So we're making comparisons like that, saying, hey, we're not done. We've been in almost every game. I mean, the TCU loss is a little anomaly, just got blown out. We weren't ready to play. They made shots. So, but these other games, shoot, we lost, blew a 21-point lead in Manhattan. So we honestly should have won that game. We had a Texas Tech team in here. We felt like we had them beat down the stretch and couldn't close it out. So we're right there, but now we have something. We have something to hang our hat on. Now we got another home game here in Morgantown tonight. Hopefully we can, you know, get another win and then have something to build on.
Well, it was a terrific win for your team. I mean, you're down 6 with about 2.5 minutes to go. You hold them scoreless the rest of the way, and you get the win, score the final 7. And you're right, it keeps things alive for you. And I don't want to bring back a bad memory for you guys, but, you know, Kansas State was down to you guys 21 in the second half, but they were 0-2 in conference play, you know, and they dug deep, came back to win, and they probably felt like that gave them kind of a leg to stand on. And we can see what Kansas State has done since coming back and winning that game. And I'm sure the hope for you guys is that this is a win that helps propel you the rest of the Big 12 season.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And their timing couldn't have been better. They got Dean Wade to step right into the rotation and head to Ames and get that win. And I was so good to see those guys. You know, that's a great group of guys, their staff and their program. And love to see them pick up some momentum because, you know, I hate to see that. I mean, Dean Wade, small-town Kansas kid,
yeah.
Just like probably everybody listening, you know, gets that injury, preseason player of the year, and they need him. They need him in that roster if they're going to be successful, and it's good to see them. I hate to see us lose and blow that 21-point lead, but if I'm on, say, one team, I don't mind picking up a little confidence. That'd be Kansas State, my alma mater.
All right, man. Time for the off-the-wall question before we let you go. Coach Huggins reportedly gets an extra $25,000 bonus for beating Kansas. Each time he beats Kansas, $25,000. I don't know what he does every single time, but I have read that he's donated that money to cancer research before. My off-the-wall question to you, Josh, is if you were able to get a nice little fat bonus check of $25,000 right now for beating a particular basketball team, what would be the first thing you would do with that $25,000?
In his shoes? Am I getting his salary?
Nope, it's your shoes. You're the one that gets it.
Well, I got 3 college educations coming up.
You're going to put it into a learning quest or something like that?
Well, it depends on what salary we're getting here. I mean, if I'm getting Bob Huggins' salary, I think, you know, I'm probably giving it up and doing
sure.
The things that he's doing, which he's very, very passionate about cancer research. It hits home to so many people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I lost my dad 1.5 years ago,
right.
And to cancer. And my uncle, Melvin Eilert, there lost his battle just under 8 months ago. So it hits home to so many people, and we can make a difference. And that's what he believes so much in, the cancer research, and he started that foundation. And I can't think of a better way for him to put that money to good use. He started the foundation under his mom's name, which she lost her battle with cancer, you know, 12, 15 years back. So he's passionate. He has a fish fry coming up that raises about $300,000-$400,000, and just wants to keep building on that to raise awareness and raise money for cancer research.
Well, well said. Well said. Hey, man, we appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us today about the big win over Kansas. Best of luck tonight against Baylor, and best of luck the rest of the season, man.
Well, thank you for having me on, and I hope everybody's well back home.
Sounds good. Josh Ott, Director of Basketball Operations, our guest today from West Virginia on our Sports Ticket Show. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to the Wildcat insider Riley Gates tomorrow. Coming up with the Voice Jayhawks on Thursday, and we'll have a Chiefs guest hopefully on Wednesday. More of the Sports Ticket coming in 60 seconds.